What's going on? We are finally back. The Talk and Talker podcast number 3. It has been 4 months. Daniel Cormier, Nick Swinmurn. And 4 months and not 4 months because of me. I have been pushing to get this done. Dennis has been slow playing us with the setup to the podcast room. It is finally done. His vision is now complete. And all that was missing was the headshots of the Bash Brothers. He that's it. Everything else was in place. But he got these two. He got Curry and Klay Thompson. Look like they're hugging each other. And he's like, okay, I'm complete. He's like a mad scientist in the lab, twiddling his fingers. It is now complete.
Yep.
And he said we can actually go back to podcasting. Dennis?
Yes,
what took
absolutely
so long, bud?
Just getting them together that close and getting their heads together to take that picture. So
I asked him a month ago. I was like, are you just overcomplicating this? And he said, maybe a little bit. He's a little bit of a sound snob.
Well, he is. I mean, yeah.
So he's like, well, that would have worked, and that would have worked, and that would have worked, but this will sound better.
I just want to make sure everybody sounds
so 4 months of silence sounded better than
4 months of silence sounded better than actually just getting this done. So,
and then DC went AWOL a couple times.
Well, I kind of had something to do in April. You know, I was fighting, and I'm glad you did allow me to go in and defend that title.
Yeah, it was. Breaks, you know, breaks are good.
It
for
was
everyone.
Really kind of.
Everyone
was
needs
really
a second.
Iffy there for a second, if you were going to let me do it or not. But I appreciate you. So, what have you been up to?
Anything else happened since then?
Yeah, I got married.
Nice.
I got married. It was great. You know, I thought everybody looked phenomenal. Everybody came to the wedding looking dressed to the nines. It was really nice wedding, and I invited Nick. Nick showed up. You know, and
I hold those pictures.
I thought he looked good. But then I get a text from his wife, him and his wife going, I apologize for Nick coming to your wedding dressed like a homeless guy. What is wrong with you?
I thought I was dressed up.
I thought you looked nice.
Yeah. It's just the picture. Yeah, didn't.
It was a really nice t-shirt.
The picture didn't catch it right. I got like a beer in one hand, sunglasses on. What I thought was a nice dressed up look was more like a L.A. Alley.
It was like kind of like hippie, almost. It's like he kind of went for the hippie look, but it just kind of fell a little bit flat.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I look back at my pictures and I go, man, I maybe should have lost a few pounds before I got married. Some people go on these like intense diets before they get married because they don't want to look back on their pictures and do what I'm kind of doing right now myself. I'm like, man, I was a little bit heavy. I could have dropped a few before the wedding.
How much did you weigh at the wedding?
It's kind of hard to tell because, you know, like, that was only about 10 weeks from my fight. And I don't really want people to know what I weighed 10 weeks from my fight because then they would know exactly the amount of weight I cut. And I ain't trying to do that. But, look, hey, even though you did look horrible at the wedding, you did make up for it with the wedding gift. This dude gave us a nice wedding gift. You know, you could tell when a person feels bad about something because the wedding gift is just really over the top. You didn't have to do it.
I gave him a frame to put a picture of me in.
Yeah, right.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
That's Nick's gift of choice.
Keep fighting. Things could be worse.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
So what else? What's been up with you, Nick?
Nothing. I was here 1 o'clock today, ready for the podcast at 1. I think yesterday we talked about shooting for 12:30. What time did DC get here?
I think about 2.
2.
But yeah. What time is that normal? Am I always late?
A little bit. Yep.
So 45 minutes is pretty.
He called at 1, right, and said, "I'll be there in about 25 minutes."
I was just leaving my house.
Yeah.
It's an hour drive. I mean, we were literally just getting out of Gilroy. You could still smell the garlic as I was telling you I was 20 minutes away. You could still smell the garlic.
Yeah. I can smell it now.
It's on Tyler. Yeah. My nutritionist is right here. You know, he likes to bathe himself in garlic. That's his spice of choice or whatever. If garlic's a spice, he uses a lot of it. So, last week, Nick, the whole world was taken over by the McGregor-Mayweather press tour. It was explosive. It was cringeworthy at times. At times, it was just weird. What was your take of the press conferences last weekend? Or last week?
I watched the first 3 highlights. I watched them as highlights, as they were happening. And the fourth one, I tried to watch it. And it It was definitely cringeworthy.
It was bad.
Yeah. It was. I mean, it was a spectacle. They definitely got a buzz out of it. On some level, maybe want to watch the fight more. On some level, it was just like, what are these, you know, what are they doing?
So,
like, they shouldn't have done four and four days is tough. They ran out of material. They basically reverted to bitch. Yeah, that's all they could do by the end, because it's like, why they didn't spread them out more makes no sense.
Did they ask too much of these guys? I mean, they were essentially doing 30-minute monologues every day. L.A., cool. L.A. went well. Toronto was explosive. But then you get to New York, and you're talking about two guys that are not comedians. These are not guys that stand up in front of a crowd and do it. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they told me that a better idea for these press conferences may have been one day, have them stand and talk. Next day, let them take questions from the media. Rotate it so that the format changes, because otherwise you're just pretty much hearing the same thing every single day. From Floyd. And then
Connor
just kind of walking around like, what was that?
I don't know.
What was that? It reminded me of like an 80s DJ, you know, like, get your hands up, get your hands up, get your hands up. Like,